This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Did former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin kill George Floyd by keeping his knee on Floyd's neck as he pinned him to the ground? Or did George Floyd put himself at risk by swallowing illegal drugs and then resisting officers trying to arrest him? The prosecution and the defense will present their closing arguments today at Chauvin's murder trial. The AP's Julie Walker with a look at how the jury will be making its decision.
Chauvin could face up to 40 years in prison if convicted of the most serious charge in the death of George Floyd. Second-degree murder requires prosecutors prove Chauvin intended to harm Floyd. Third-degree murder requires proof that Chauvin's actions were eminently dangerous and done with indifference to loss of life. Second-degree manslaughter requires jurors believe he caused Floyd's death through negligence and consciously took the chance of causing severe injury or death.
In Raleigh, North Carolina last night, several protesters were taken into custody after some in the crowd burned American flags, flipped over garbage cans, and tossed eggs. Demonstrators were protesting the police-involved killings of 20-year-old Dante Wright in Minnesota and 13-year-old Adam Toledo in Chicago. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the government will likely move to resume the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine this week.
President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, tells ABC's This Week,
I believe we'll get back with it, and it might be some restrictions. Not sure what that will be, whether there'll be age or sex, or whether they'll just come back with a warning of some sort.
J&J shots were put on hold due to rare but serious issues with blood clots. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Russia says it'll move Putin critic Alexei Navalny to a hospital now. He's been on a hunger strike. His doctor says he could die. This is AP News. Our Charles de Ledesma has more now on Alexei Navalny.
Officials say Navalny will be moved to a hospital for convicts, located in another penal colony, just over 100 miles east of Moscow. According to a statement, Navalny's condition is deemed satisfactory, and he's agreed to take vitamin therapy. The announcement comes 2 days after Navalny's physician said his health was deteriorating rapidly, and Navalny could be on the verge of death. The opposition leader went on hunger strike to protest the refusal to let his doctor visit when he began experiencing severe back pain and a loss of feeling in his legs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The woman believed to be the oldest living American has died. Hester Ford was either 115 or 116, depending on the documents. She died over the weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina. Her family says she died peacefully at home. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.